pay the man so much extra, so don't go back to 30 days or he'd sell it to you.
Okay. I don't want any name for wine that we buy in bottles.
Homemade wine.
All right. And
Scumdine wine. Muscadine wine.
Okay.
Blackberry wine. Cherry wine. Watermelon wine. Wine. And make wine out of roses.
But do you, how you make those?
Out of roses.
What is the worst section of town called?
Alley.
If, do we call it Skid Row here in Atlanta?
Skid Row, yeah.
Would that be called Skid Row here in Atlanta?
Yeah, I got that Skid Row down there. Folks control all these the houses down the coast down on Skid Row. Had roughnecks and third coats and gamblers and drunkards.
Okay, now if you go to the movies and you see a film that they don't recommend that children see, what kind of film should you call that?
I know, but I can't think of the name of you mean women and men naked?
Uh-huh.
I can't.
How would they rate that? Do you know?
Well, they say that's a nasty film because children aren't supposed to see that.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term X-rated?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Okay. What federal and city employees besides firemen and policemen have to work in all the neighborhoods of the city? Can you think of any?
Mayor, man.
All right, what else?
You tell me,
but you're telling me about somebody else who picks up, come around the back. And,
garbage man.
All right. What might you say a person has if he is able to gain favors from City Hall like you do?
Well, he got a pool and knows somebody.
All right, what do you call that?
What do you call her? He's knows somebody. He got a pool.
What about political influence?
Yeah, political influence. All right.
What do you call a city employee who has to do who has no real job, no responsibilities, and perform no services but draws a salary anyway?
That's the mayor.
No, he doesn't have a real job, no responsibilities, perform no services but draws a salary anyway. You know anything about anybody like that?
Don't have no service.
He doesn't do anything. But he draws a salary from the federal government. You know anybody like that? He doesn't perform any services.
Well, he holds some kind of office or something?
No, he doesn't hold any kind of office, but he gets a salary. Have you ever heard of a payroller?
Man, make up the payroll?
No.
Payroll?
Payroller. This is somebody who doesn't have a real job.
What do you do? Make up a payroll?
No,
what?
He just gets a salary every month.
Oh, no.
You never heard of it?
No payroll.
All right. Other than corporate names, what are those large food stores and shopping centers called?
Some of them called shopping centers. Big Star, AMP, Kroger's.
Okay. But just what were they called before they had those names?
Called grocery stores.
All right. Now, what's the difference of a large food store and a small neighborhood store?
I said that little small neighborhood store, that ain't a real food store, it's small, it's a little stand.
All right. Is there a store that you might use when shopping for special foods like cooked meat, vegetables?
What?
Is there a store?
Oh, yeah.
That you might use when shopping for special foods like cooked meat, vegetable salad, and other expensive prepared foods?
Oh, yeah, you go to H.S. Green, a lot of these people will cook barbecue.
Right. You know what that...
Big Star used to cook barbecue chicken, barbecue ribs.
Okay, now some of these places have a few tables and operate a small restaurant as a sideline.
They call it a cafe.
Have you ever used the term delicatessen?
Yeah, delicatessen. That's a big place, delicatessen.
What kinds of things do some people have in the kitchen to heat food when they do not want to bother with the stove or its oven?
They have